Good morning. You remember who I am?
No. Yes.
What am I?
You're the substitute.
I'm the substitute.
Wait, so you're Mr. Jeff, you're Pastor Substitute.
I'm the substitute.
Mrs. Substitute?
Mrs. Substitute. Well, what is your favorite thing that you have at home? Yes.
Your favorite? Do you have toys?
Yeah.
What's your favorite toy?
My Little Pony.
What is it?
My Little Pony.
My Little Pony. Anybody else have one of those?
No.
Did you used to?
No.
Well, it sounds pretty good to me. What about your favorite thing?
Video games.
A video game. Those can be fun, so I hear. What's your favorite thing?
My musical instruments, especially my recorder.
Your recorder.
Doo-doo-doo.
Yeah. And you?
And you? Your favorite thing? Your favorite thing?
Cat. My cat.
Your cat. Not really a thing, but
a cat. My cat.
Your cats. Cat, plural.
I have cats, not stuffed cats. Like I'm not going to go shooting cats around and stuffing them.
Living, breathing cats. Got it. Okay, so here's one of my favorite things. What is it? It's a French horn. You've seen an English horn? It's a French horn. If you're a fancy person, you just call it horn.
Nope, 26 feet, right?
They've never been able to get me to do that. So, so can you take your finger and trace from the start all the way through where it goes? Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And where does it come out? There. And see, the other side has it too. You want to push the buttons? Push the buttons. Okay, that's how it works. So, now I need a friend. Connor. Will you take that end? Walk backwards toward the baptismal font slowly. Yeah. Walk toward the cross slow as you can, and I'll tell you when to stop. Slower, sweetheart. Little more. There. Oh, you know how they make a French horn?
They wrap all the brass.
Yeah, they make a long, long, long horn, and then they wrap it all up. And if you pulled it all out, it would be that long. Isn't that neat?
Come back.
You want to turn that in again? Other way, sweet. Whoa. There you go. A little more. Oh, sweetheart. You know what a French horn reminds me of? DNA. Have you ever heard of that?
DNA.
DNA is part of what makes you you. It's in every cell of your body. Do you know what cells are? Yeah. Yeah, like little, yeah. So DNA is a chemical molecule. It's just pieces strung together like beads on a string. And it makes a code. And from that code, little pieces of it are codes for recipes for everything your body can do. And if you unwound, and the string is the proteins. And to fit it in the cell, it gets folded and folded and folded and folded and folded and folded and folded. Yeah, and then it goes into the nucleus. But if you took every one of your cells and you pulled out the DNA, if you stretched it all out like we did with the French horn, it would be between 1 and 2 inches long. Every cell. All right, so back to the French horn. What's it for?
Playing music.
Oh, I've got an idea.
Can you play it?
I've got an idea. My floors are wood, and I've got a dog, and she scratched them all up, and I need to polish it and make it. Can I use my French horn for that?
No.
No. I have to go to work every morning. It's about 10 blocks away. Can I ride my French horn to work?
No.
I know you can get it. What's it good for?
Playing.
Do you want to hear me
play it
once? Are you sure?
It's good for exercise.
Do you want to hear me play it once?
Yes.
Are you sure? Okay.
How do you
use a French horn?
Okay, let's end with a quick prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to appreciate the things in life that are only useful for giving us joy, including the things we can unwrap from inside ourselves, spread to the world to give others and ourselves joy.